Whether or not they speak Creole, candidates in North Miami have no choice but to keep up with the latest chatter. Many of the city's Haitian residents rely on radio for their news and often take as gospel what radio hosts tell them, even when it's not true. Take this conversation from Radio L'Espoir on WLQY 1320 AM. That's Leslie Prudhon on his show Radio L'Espoir. Prudhon is also North Miami's Community and Redevelopment Agency Coordinator. He and his co-hosts are talking about Carol Keyes. It was the week leading up to the runoff election, and Keyes, who's white, was running for city council. Someone asks, isn't Carol Keyes the one who called us pigs? Leslie Prudhon replies, she's the one. And someone jokes, we'll teach her how to make guyot, a popular Haitian dish made of fried pork. Keyes won the city council seat anyway. But 2 years ago, when she was running for North Miami mayor, Haitian radio hosts turned one of her campaign flyers into a racial issue. The flyer showed photos of pigs meant to depict special interest groups. Instead, Keyes was accused of calling the Haitian community pigs. She lost that election. Campaign finance reports show council hopefuls in North Miami spent $36,000 for coveted airtime on stations like WLQY and Radio Mega 1700 AM. But that does not tell the full story. When candidates appear on Haitian radio, it's as much for damage control as for self-promotion. During this election, like every recent election in North Miami, there were many personal attacks. Mayor-elect Lucie Tondreau, herself a Haitian radio host, wasn't spared after she was secretly recorded using explicit Creole slang in discussing how men are attracted to her sexual allure. Haitian radio hosts broadcast the recording.
If I can have as many men that I want, it's because I still have something to offer.
But what I'm
and if
to
you
say,
think
listen,
you're going to denigrate, you pense que si on dit femme n'a pas plus garçon son jour, moi même pas it's a good thing because you know what? It's not giving to all women to have many men because you know what?
Near the end, she uses a graphic term in Creole to describe a part of her quote sweet female anatomy. Tondreau does not deny making the comments, but says the recording was leaked as a dirty campaign trick. One that didn't work, she points out. She won her bid for mayor of North Miami with 55% of the votes. At its best, Haitian radio programming can be genuinely informative. The problem is, during election season, the discourse often disintegrates into divisive ethnic politics. On the day before the runoff, Nelson Voltaire, better known as Pima Mbouk, invoked a recurring theme on Haitian radio during these elections. Vote Haitian. You have to vote for the Haitians, he told listeners. You have to walk with the Haitians. Home is home. Don't forget, we are boat people. Brothers don't betray brothers. We will vote the Haitians. On election night, Mayor-elect Lucie Tondreau said, now that the election's over, it's time for the city to be united. I'm Nadege Green in Miami.